All right. Sean, good to see you. Here's from yesterday. Six. You got it from yesterday? It's from yesterday, yeah. Okay, let's begin. All right. Today's topic, Bishop, that we got to go through is called Birkas Arison. And that's the bracha on the Kedushin. Arison is synonymous with the word Kedushin. And there's a lot of different questions that emerge that, God willing, we'll be able to see. Okay? I just want to mention the questions from the very outset, so maybe it'd be a good idea to get them down. So you'll just, number one question we're going to have to see is, when is the bracha of Birkas Arison recited? Is it done before the Kedushin or after the Kedushin? That's number one. Number two, we don't mention Asher Kedushana B'Zavetzavana on Mitzvahs Kedushin. We say a very elaborate bracha. Hitalanas Arusos, right? Very elaborate. We're not plain and simple just Asher on Mitzvahs Kedushin. Why don't we do that? That's two. Number three is, where do we ever say a bracha on an Isser? Asalan is a Rayas. Where do we ever, we never say a bracha on Avram and Achai. Number four is, why are you bringing in the Kufa at all in the Nisuin? What are you bringing in for at the end? Right? Who cares? We're talking about at the stage of the Arison. Number five is, that's number four. Number five is, what's the Indian Isser Arias? Why even bring in Arias? Number six is, do the Birkas Arison need 10 at all? And number seven, is the Chassin Mechuyev in this bracha, or is it a general chiyuv that the audience can say? So those are seven questions we want to try to touch upon when we discuss this topic of Birkas Arison. Okay, everyone got it? Those are the seven questions. Number one is the bracha recited before or afterwards? Number two, we don't say simply on mitzvahs kedushin. Number three is, where do we ever find we say a bracha on Isser? We don't say a bracha on Avraham and Achai. Number four is, why are you bringing chuppah l'nisuin? You're not at the stage of the chuppah. You're at the stage of Arison. Number five is, why are you bringing Isser of Arias? Who cares? Number six, does it need 10? Birkas Arison. Number seven, is the chiyuv on the chassin, or is it on the general audience? Okay? So those are seven subtopics we need to touch upon regarding this topic of Birkas Arison. Okay? Now to begin, I want to just begin with what we closed with yesterday. And that is, and we might fine-tune it, but the way it's classically set over is that the Rambam holds that getting married, Kedushin, is a mitzvah essay on its own. The Rambam writes that in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, and Hilchos Ishus. He says it beferish. Mitzvah's essay to Mekadosh a woman. Rambam says it black on white. Beferish, he says it. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, he says the Lashon of the Rambam is Lekuch Neil Mitzvah's essay shall tire him. And then he goes on to say Vaiter. And the Rambam also records this in the Sefer HaMitzvahs as well, in Mitzvah's Reish Yud Beis. Okay? Reish Yud Beis, he writes Beferish, actually it's Reish Yud Gimel, he writes that there's a mitzvah of Kedushin. So you could have an 80-year-old man, 80-year-old woman, the Pashtus is a mitzvah to get married. The Pashtus is disconnected with Peruvu. Yaakov, you got me? That's the Rambam Shita. The Rush, though, which we're going to see today inside, the way it's classically said, and we'll, when we see it inside, we'll change that. But the way it's classically said is that the Rush holds that Kedushin is not a mitzvah. The Rambam holds that Kedushin is a mitzvah bifnei atzma. And I want you to get this down. Which Gemara in Shas is a support for the Rambam? Mem Aleph Amar Aleph Kedushin, where the Gemara says mitzvah bo yotzer b'mishlucho. There's a mitzvah that the chassid should mekadosh the woman himself more than a shliach, even though he can do it through kesev shtar. But it says mitzvah. What are you calling that mitzvah for? Must be that it's a mitzvah. The Rush, Hoshav Shat, says not that way. The Rush says that Kedushin is not a mitzvah, but it's a heichi timsa for Peruvu. You want to have children? Can't be out of wedlock. But in a Hanami, the Rush brings a raya from a Pilegish. A Pilegish is mutter, halacha lemaisa, to have bia with. A Pilegish, by definition, according to Rov Rishonim, except Rashi, means a woman without Kedushin and without a ksuba. Okay, she went to mikvah, of course. We don't allow that nowadays. We don't allow Pilegish. Remember that. Be terrible promiscuous behavior, if you can imagine, that a guy could take a Pilegish. But Pilegish Lemaisa is Ariah. The Rosh says it's Mutter Lehejot. That's the way the Beis Shmuel writes in Ibn Ezra Siman Chaf Vav. He interprets the Rosh, and that's the simplest reading of the Rosh. That a Pilegish is Mutter even for a regular man. And therefore, Kedushin is not a mitzvah on its own. Now, it's a Hechitimsa to get the Puruvu. And he brings Ariah from Pilegish. Pilegish are not married. Right? Pilegish are not married. Now, I want you to get down that the Korban Nisanel on the bottom of the page in the Rosh argues on that, and he says that a Pilegish is not mutter, according to the Rosh. All the Rosh is saying that if you live with a Pilegish be'isser, you'd be Yotze Puruvu, if you had a kid. So it's a Machloikis, the Beis Shmuel, and the Korban Nisanel, and when we see it inside, the Pashup Shad is like who? The Pashup Shad is like the Korban, is like the Beis Shmuel. That in fact, Pilegish is mutter lehedje. But I want you to get down, the Korban Nisanel argues and says that a Pilegish is taka usser for a hedyot. He's just saying that if you live with a Pilegish, this or had a kid with Yotze Puruvu. So you don't have to do Kedusha. Kedusha is not a chiyuv. You get the Puruvu without Kedusha. So Kedusha is not a mitzvah. That's the classical way. Now, how's the Rambam going to respond to this? How is the Rambam going to respond to that concept that Pilegish is mutter for a hedyot? So the Rambam says, thank you, Daniel, for bringing it. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Dalid, Halacha Dalid, I'm reading, he says that a Pilegish is mutter for who? A melech. Okay? Aval hejot asur b'pilegish. He says it black and white. Chelokech mikol gvul yisro noshim u'pilakshim noshim u'ksu u'kidushim u'pilakshim u'ksu u'lo kidushim and u'l b'yuchid b'vah konos u'materis b'aval hejot asur b'pilegish. Amazing, no? The Rambam writes b'feirish, don't bring me any rias from Pilegish. Pilegish is what? Pilegish is mutter rak lehu? Pilegish is mutter rak lamelech. Okay? So therefore the Rambam would respond very easily to the Rosh's proof from what? From Hedjim. From Pilegish. You got me, Johnny? Now I found in the lunchtime in the library the Tshuvas Ramban. The Tshuvas Ramban is a third sheet to which I want you to get. It's a very remarkable sheet to. In Mitzvahs Kufay, some guy asked him a shayla, are Pilegishim mutter bisman hazeh? So the end of the piece, he says, it's not a good idea, we're afraid it's going to get out of hand. But theoretically, he says it's mutter. He says it's mutter, a Pilegish. Kufay in the Tshuvas Ramban, Kufay, 105, he points out that all these, he says that the Gidon had one, he said, we find Lamaisa. All over Tanakh we find it. And he says, Halacha l'maisa, he thinks it's mutter. And don't tell me that there's an Issur Rabbanan to take a Pilegish. He says, where's the Issur Rabbanan in Shas? There's no Issur Rabbanan in Shas to take a Pilegish. And he wants the Taina l'maisa. What's Usur is to live with a woman and just never see her again. That's what's Usur. But a Pilegish could be a woman that you live with her. You live with her, like unfortunately some people live with a couple. They live together. He says, that's okay, Lamaisa. Theoretically, we don't allow it, Bismanazeh, he says. But theoretically, it's okay. And then he says, one second, Yaakov, we're going to get to you. Then he says, V'gam divrei Rambam, zal, eina asur pilegish lehedjet, latir lamelech. Elekach amar. He says, the Rambam didn't mean what he said. The Rambam didn't mean that a pilegish was what? Was mutter lamelech and asur lehedjet. You know what he says? Pshat the Rambam? He says, all the Rambam meant in Lekach Amar. The Rambam says in Pekachos Ishus, Perak Avach, Lodalakol, a bold Ish L'Shem Znus, below Kedusha, Lokim Nisha, Baal Kedesha. Because she's a Zona. She's not your living. L'Shem Znus, Hanisha Pagabal, Baal of Lo Yichtatz, L'Shem Gulachas. You don't meet her ever again. Tanu Kedesha. V'lo Amar Rav Moshe Zal, call a Baal below Kedusha, Loka. He didn't say call a Baal below Kedusha. What did he say is Loka? If you do it L'Shem Znus. So he wants to interpret Pshat in the Rambam that also a hedjot is mutter what? Pshat Rambam, hedjot, gam, mutter le what? Mutter le hedjot. Wow. I just read to you earlier the Rambam said b'feirish about hedjot asur b'pilegish. What type of pilegish is the Rambam interpreting the Rambam saying? Meaning a zona, that you don't live with her, she's not your living. You follow me? That's how the Ramban reinterpreted this Rambam. It's amazing. So what happens is the Ramban is a middle sheet to which I want you to get down. The Ramban on one hand will say that what? The Ramban on one hand will say, Beferish, that
Kedushin is a mitzvah, but on the other hand, he will say a pilegish is mutter even for who? Even for a hedgeh. If you choose the Kedushin way of life, gavaltik, that's a mitzvah. If you choose the pilegish way of life, it's mutter, but there is no mitzvah. Then he says, I said at the end of the piece, don't do this nowadays. And we said the Beis Shmuel says, beferish l'mais and chafav, that it's mutter l'hedgeh, we never would recommend this. About 10, 15 years ago, in the times of terrible Chol Hashem, that there were people that were knowing bipilakshim. We don't allow a single woman to go to mikveh to avoid this problem. The only single woman you're allowed to go to mikveh is a kala. It's going to get married. Okay? So this is as an introduction. Before we get to the details of Birkas Erusin, I want you to know whether Kedushin is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma on its own. So the Rambam says yes, and Pilegish is not a problem because mutter l'melech. The Rush says classically, we're going to have a different shot in the Rush later in Shir B'Zishem. But classically, they say the Rush Kedushin is just a hechi timsa for Puravu, and Pilegish is Raya mutter l'hedjeh. That's the way the Beis Shmuel interprets him against the Korban Sanal. And the Ramban is a Thurpshad working with the Rambam. Kedushin is a mitzvah, but Pilagshim really are what are mutter lehedjot as well. The only thing that's usher for a hedjot is what? Is a zonah, where you don't meet her again. And the truth is, the same issue that exists for a hedjot will exist for a melech. I'll read you his lashon. He says, he never mentions that it's a hetem yuchadlo. I mean, doesn't he say, maybe they're different gears, I don't know. But maybe what he's trying to say is that, seems to be from the Rambam, there's a distinction between a melech and a hedjit, no? The way the Ramban's reading it, there's no distinction at all. And the Beis Yosef actually quotes this in Chavav. He quotes this Chuvas and Ramban. In Simon Chavav, he quotes it, okay? So he does quote this Ramban in Simon Chavav, even as a Reish Chavav in the Ramazim. He quotes this the Beis Yosef. So this is from Rav Shavel, and I got it in the library, but I want you to know this. A lot of people know the Rambam and the Rush, but I want you to know the third sheet to the Ramban as well. Okay? That's the third sheet to the Ramban as well. Yes, Yaakov, go ahead.
Rabbi was explaining that a Pelegesh is usher now before, that a Pelegesh is usher now because it would get out of hand.
Yes.
What's the difference between now and then? Isn't the whole concept of Pelegesh somewhat...
No, even during the Ramban's times in the 1200s, he said it would get out of hand. But I guess, you know, the previous Doros were a higher level of Kedusha. Okay?
The whole concept is
you're right. From our perspective, it's difficult to understand, but they were a higher level of Kedusha. Nowadays, for sure, it's not acceptable. Okay? And during the Ravan's time, in the 1200s, it wasn't acceptable. But the Zemachloik is classically, isn't Mutter Raklam Elder Hedge? But I'm saying the Ramban has a total rereading of the Rambam, which, as I said, and it seems like from the Ramban, that there's no difference between a melech and a hedjit, which is hard to imagine in the Lashon of the Rambam. He says, Aval hedjit also be pilegish, no? Seems like there's something that the melech has that a pilegish that a hedjit doesn't have. So it may be at a different girsa, but nonetheless, the Ramban writes what he says in the Rambam. Okay, Shalom, you got me? Okay, so that's as of introduction, pshat l'maisa, and that the truth of the matter is that it is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma l'maisa, according to the Rambam. Okay, now, let's go with each question now. We began sure that there are seven questions we need to tackle regarding what Birkas Erusin. Okay. Before we even get to the Nusach Lamais, which I don't think we'll get to today, the first subtopic let's get to is this bracha said before or afterwards? Do you say this bracha before he puts the ring on her finger and says, Hariyap Kadesh Asli or not? Okay? That was the first subtopic we said we need to tackle. Now, classically, we said from Davud Rom that there are four categories of brachas. Birkas HaMitzvahs, Birkas Shevach HaHodah, Birkas what? Nenin, and Birkas Tfilin, correct? Now, classically, Birkas HaMitzvahs are always done what? Let's get it done, over Lasiyasim. Excellent, Jeremy. Kol HaMitzvahs Kulim Mevarech Alein, over Lasiyasim. Gemara Psachim Zayin and Beis. And classically, on that same Gemara, the Chiddush Aran writes, the Feirish, and the Ramban, that Birkas Shevach HaHodah are done after the Maisa. You hear thunder, and what else? You hear thunder, and what else do you do? You see lightning, when is the bracha said? Afterwards. So classically, Birkas HaMitzvah, the bracha is done before, Birkas Shevach HaHodah done afterwards. Okay. So, Lamaisa, everyone, if you could turn to the Rush, let's open up to the Rush at Simon Yud Beis. Okay? Let's open up to the Rush at Simon Yud Beis. Everyone got it? If you don't have it, please look on with someone. Okay? Let's see the rush in the middle where it says Yeshikosu. You got it, Yaakov, there? Go ahead, read Yeshikosu in the middle where I gave you. In the middle from Yeshikosu. Go ahead. You got it? In the middle, in the rush, Simin Yud Beis. Yeshikosu. Yossi, you want to show him? Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, let's identify who's the Yeshikosu. The Rambam. Rambam in Uchasishus, Perek Gimel, Halacha Chaf Gimel. Says you say the bracha before. That's what we do, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? So the Rambam defines it beferish, that he's the one that says you say the bracha beforehand. Okay, Perek Gimel, Halacha Chaf Gimel. Yes? That's the Rambam says beferish. He says if you did it already, it's too late. You got to say it beforehand. Okay? That's the Rambam. Perek Gimel, Halacha Chaf Gimel. Okay? He says beferish. You got to say it beforehand. So that's the Rambam. Go ahead in the rush. V'yesh. So I want you to get down. Does that make sense in the Rambam? Do we call Kedushin a mitzvah? Yes or no? Yes, so it makes sense that the bracha is a birkas a what? Birkas a mitzvah. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. V'yesh yikosvu. Excellent. There are those that say no. You say it afterwards because we're afraid she's going to change her mind. And therefore it'll be a bracha levatala. Very interesting, Lamaisa. Okay? Very interesting. Now, Lamaisa, that's a svara. That's a svara you say after the Maisa. Now, what's the first reason? The first reason is why? What's the first reason why? And this is from who? This is the Shita, the Rosh quotes it. It's a Rajba in Simen Yud Ches. Okay? Please get it down. The Rashba in the Chuvah Chelek Aleph Avram says, why don't we say a bracha in the midst of Staka? You know why? Because you're about to give it to Ani, might back out and say, I don't want it. You follow me? The same Svari says, that's why we don't say the Birkas Harrison before the Kedushin. Okay? So therefore, Lamaisa, we're afraid she's going to back out. So what I want to bring out is that in theory, according to this, would the Rashba call this a Birkas HaMitzvah or not? What would you say? I would say yes, but there's a problem. I can't say it beforehand because why? The guy might what? The guy might back out. She might back out. So in theory, you could call it a Birkas HaMitzvah as well. There's just a side problem. Why you can't what? Why you can't say it beforehand. Okay?
Does the Rush hold like the first opinion, the first thing he said?
We're going to see what the Rush is. We're going to see what the Rush is. He's quoting different sheetahs now. Okay, Avram, we're going to see what he says. Okay? We're going to see what he says himself personally. But what I want to bring out is that this is the sheet of the Rashba. Now, the Ravid says you don't say a bracha on tzedakah because why? Because it's improper to say a bracha on tzedakah because of kilkul shel ani. It's improper to say a bracha on tzedakah ali because why? The ani's in a bad shape. It's not nice to bless a kodesh baruch hu on the kilkul of an ani. Okay? And then he says, why don't we say a bracha on kriya and nichum aveilim, bikr cholim? Because they're in bad states. So it's not right to say a bracha. But the truth of the matter is, the Rashba says, you know why I don't say a bracha on bikr cholim tanchumi aveilim? Because they're totally biyad acherim. They might not want to be mekablet from you. And it would be a bracha levatol. Okay? So Lamaisa, what we're up to here so far is that it's a birkas a what? Birkas a mitzvah, but I can't say it beforehand. Okay? I can't say it beforehand. So please get that down. Fine, Lamaisa. Go ahead, V'od. Ah! When is there a requirement of over lasiyasa? Jeremy, when you mention the mitzvah in the Nusach HaBracha, do you say Bracha Tashem L'Kenem Chom Shek Hashem Tanz on mitzvah's Kiddushin? No. There's a whole long bracha here. Elaborate bracha. So therefore, Avakan, go ahead.
Avakan in Mevarchin Asher Kiddushin L'Kadesh HaYisha, V'kivan She'in Maskirin Asiyas HaMitzvah in Sarach L'Varev over lasiyasa.
Ah! So the only time, what is this sheet also holding? That it's a birkas a mitzvah, but I cannot say it beforehand because why am I mentioning the asiyas a mitzvah in the nusach habracha? And therefore, birkas erisin, which is the maisa mitzvah, is not mentioned. I don't say it beforehand. Okay, that's the svara lamaisa that emerges here. A second svara, very interesting. Okay, very very interesting. Okay, weiter now, weiter in the rush. Let's go. Go ahead.
My nevarchin asher kedushan b'mitzvah
Excellent. Okay. So what do you see, Lamaisa? What do you see? What is this? Go ahead. Yesh what? Yesh makshin? What on earth is this nusach? Go ahead, Lama. V'od. V'halo and behold. We don't ever say a bracha Avram and Achai, he matered us to Shecht, right? What are you mentioning, Arias Khan? These are kashas we mentioned in the beginning of Shir. Go ahead, V'od. What are you mentioning Chuppah for at the end? We're holding Birkas Eiris and Beis Eirison. You hear these kashas, guys? Amazing. V'nira li zuck the rush.
V'nira li ki bracha zu ina bracha la siyas
ha-mitzvah. Oh, ki.
Ki piriya b'rivya hainu kiyum ha-mitzvah.
If you took a pilagish, like we said at the beginning of Shir, had kids, you're not mechuyav lekadesh isha, because a pilagish is mutal hedya. V'chein. If you marry an elderly woman or an island that's sterile, or what, or a kara or a sterile, ayelon means that you know she has no simanim, or a kara she's barren. She doesn't. Go ahead. Srischava means he was born sterile, a male. Shanasa got married. So what does he say if you marry these women? Halacha lemaisa. There's no chiyuv of what? Birkas Eirusin. There is Birkas Chasanim. Okay? You got this chiddush. It's amazing. So what? This is one I want to bring out. A third svar. Again, the Rambam, we said, is a Birkas HaMitzvah, you say the bracha beforehand. Yes? The Rashba and the Ravid say what? The Rashba says what? It is a Birkas HaMitzvah, but you can't say it beforehand. You got to say it after because you might be chosable. Like the Ravid said by Stalkin. Like the Rashba said by Stalkin. The Ravid said a different reason because of, it's not nice and ani. And that's why you don't say a Bikr Chon Tanchumi Aveil. The Rashba says totally be out of here. Maybe they won't be Makabal. So maybe she won't be Makabal the Kedushin. But he holds it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. Third svar is what? You never say over lasiyasin if you mention the what? You have to mention the asiyas and mitzvah. You don't say lakadish isha in the nusach abrach. It's all a very fancy nusach. So there's no requirement over lasiyas. But in theory, is it a bikas and mitzvah? Yes, it is. Yes? So in other words, the first three svar as we said, it's a bikas and mitzvah. The first sheet that says the brachas gotta say be said before the kedusha nachum. The second and third say it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, there's no din over lasiyasin. Why? Because she might be chosable? Or number two, because why? Number two, because why? Because you don't mention the asiyas and mitzvah in the nusach HaBrachas. There's no man din over lasiyasin. Comes along a third svara to say why you say it afterwards is why? Because it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. It's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, like the Rosh says right here. You're blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As he says, it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, ain't a Baruch Asiyas and Mitzvah. You're blessing him, Lamaisa, you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as he said, Lamaisa, it's all because of Puruvu. The Iker is Puruvu. So since the Iker is Puruvu, Lamaisa, really Kedusha is a Hechitimsa, is a case to get to Kedusha now. You follow me? But if you have a situation where a marriage cannot produce kids, you don't say Birkas Eirusin. You simply don't say Birkas Eirusin. Amazing Kiddush, no? So therefore, at the end of the day, why is the bracha said afterwards according to the Rosh? Because it's called a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah. And that's done afterwards. Halach l'maisa. That classically is done afterwards. And the truth is, I gave you the Ritva. The Ritva adds on that since this bracha was enacted for Kedushas Yisrael, it's proper the bracha is done after the Maisa Mitzvah. Just like we say Birkas Kiddush. When is Kiddush said? When is Kiddush said, guys? After Shabbos and Yom Tov already began. So therefore, after they're married, then we'll bless the Kedushas Yisrael. And as Johnny pointed out, that the Gos Ashri is on the bottom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed the Jews with Kedusha, so we should do our lives by marrying. And that is to infuse Kedusha. And therefore, halacha lamaisa, we find lamaisa. These are the svaras. So I want you to get down. This is the first subtopic we just said. If I ask you, is birkas eruv before kedushin or not? It's totally. According to Rambam, it's a pure birkas hamitzvah over lasiyasa. Its nusach is a little different, I grant you. Rashba says it's afterwards, but it's still a birkas hamitzvah. Watch, you might be chozerol, like he says by tztaka. The Rosh says, it's still, there are those that say that it's a birkas hamitzvah, but you don't have to do a rosh. You don't mention the asiyas hamitzvah. That's what lamaisa, that's another svara, because you don't mention the asiyas hamitzvah. That's what the Rashba writes. Rashba. And then the third svara is, it's, do you know why we say the bracha afterwards? Because not a birkas hamitzvah, it's a birkas shevach l'dom, which properly should be done afterwards. Like we find by Shabbos in Yom Tov is the Ritva adds on, halacha lamaisa. Okay? We got this clear? Yes? So it makes sense. Now, I want you to get this now. Look closely. How Rav Gaon Twersky Shlita once pointed out many years ago, and I think it's very meduyuk. The way we wrote it on the board is the way it's classically said in yeshivas, that Kedushin is not a mitzvah on its own. It's a ketimser pruvu. He wanted to say not that way. Because if you look closely at the Rosh, you read it, Yaakov, didn't he say mitzvah zu? Ein chiyuv b'mitzvah zu. You follow what I'm saying? When you marry the Sri Shama, it says ein chiyuv b'mitzvah zu. What's mitzvah zu? Even the Rush holds kedushin as a mitzvah. I want you to get that down. The only thing is the Rush calls birkas erusin a birkas shevach l'odah. The machloikis is how to categorize the bracha. But even the Rush will not what? Even the Rush will not discount the fact that kedushin is not a mitzvah. Because he says chiyuv b'mitzvah zu. Please underline that 50 times, Jeremy. B'mitzvah zu. That's what he wanted to be medayik, and it's a very good deal. I heard this from many, many years ago. I think it's a very good deal. The machloikis is how to categorize the bracha. The machloikis is how to categorize the bracha, but the truth of the matter is that what? Is that there is certainly a mitzvah, lemaisa, in what? In getting married. That's what he wanted to say, such a chiddush. Go ahead. Va'af what? Vaiter nerush. Go ahead, Yaakov. Af? No, read without the prince. Kivan she efshar. Kivan she efshar lekayim mitzvah peri aviribya below kiddushin. Below dami l'shchita she'enu mechayav l'shchod l'achol. You're not mechuyiv l'achol l'shechtenit v'afilu hachi. V'afilu hachi k'shehu shochet l'achol mevarech d'hasam yefshar l'ochtav l'shchita. The only way you can eat a steak is through shchita to get the meat. Aval? There's a lashon sivui by shchit. Aval hacha. It says ki yikach when you take her. V'od. Ubracha zu. Viskirubo. Viskirubo iser arusos vehitir nusuos the chupa the kiddushin shelo yita adam lamar shabracha shal kiddushin nitkana la tira. Don't tell me the kiddushin matter. Lekach iskiru. Lekach iskiru chupa lamar the daka berachas chupa he amutaris akal. Ulahachi nami. Ulahachi nami hekdimu chupa the kiddushin lamar vehitir lanu es hanusuos ayde chupa shachar berachas kiddushin. Right, read that. Read the Gosh Hashri right there. Mishum deZimnin.
Mishum deZimnin deMekadshin deShas Berachas Nesuin deAz Hachnasas Chupa Kodemes LeKidushin keHachnasas Chupa shemasrua Chasan beShachers Kodem HaBracha.
The truth is, Chupa is done many times. You go into the Chupa before the Berachas Erusin. So it's good that Chupa is before. So there it is. You wrote it. You read it beautifully. That it's a birkas shevach l'odah. That's what the Rosh says. It's called a birkas shevach l'odah. But I want you to get down that other pshat, okay? The two pshat that we're suggesting in the Rosh. Is it considered to be not a mitzvah, the classical way, and then the way Rav Twersky Shlita's diuk, that in fact kedushin is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. You don't have to do it. You could have kids through puravu, but if you do it, it's certainly a mitzvah. To say that it's not a mitzvah at all is very, very mechudish, and we're mimedayik from the Rosh mitzvah zu. Now, I want to point out, If you look on the bottom, in Os Hay, there's a machlokus in the Korban Nisanel and the Beis Shmuel, whether Pilegish is Mutal Lehedi, we mentioned in the beginning of Shir. Now the Beis Shmuel, the Korban Nisanel learns that you took the Pilegish Be'isser and you fulfilled the mitzvah of Puravu, correct? So he says there's no Heter for a Pilegish. So you know what? He says there's no Raya from the Rosh that a Pilegish is Mutal Lehedi. The Beis Shmuel will respond, the end of the piece. When he compares Avram and Achai, what does he say? He says, you don't have to do marriage. Doesn't he say that, Yaakov? He says, you don't have to do Kedushin. Efshul Lekayim is Pre-Rivi below Kedushin. How do you fulfill Pre-Rivi below Kedushin? You guys tell me. With who? With the Pilegish. So that's the point where the Rosh is saying that a Pilegish is Mutter. That's where the Beis Shmuel got it from. Not the beginning part. When he said you could what vimlakach pilegish. Vimlakach pilegish on the bottom you read, Yaakov, that could have been the Isser. But later on he says beferish you could take a pilegish. You follow what I'm saying? The Korban Nisanel asked on the Beis Shmuel from the beginning, but it's clear from the rush and the end of the rush that a pilegish is mutal lehedjin. The Korban Nisanel was just learning, Lamaisa, that you could say that mitzvah kedushin is not connected with Puravu. Because if you live with the Pilegish, you're not Mechuyiv Lekadosher, because you fulfilled Puruvu. Lamais, you fulfilled Puruvu, so you don't have to Mekadosher. That's how the Korban Nisanel is learning. But the Pashas is, it's like the Beis Shmuel. Okay. After it's all said and done, the Ritva writes, Beferish, amazing point. He says, there are Ksas Mekaymis that say Birkas Erishin before Kedushin. And what's the Svara? What's the Svara, guys? What's the svara? Even if it's a birkas shevach v'hodah, they supplanted it b'makom birkas hamitzvah. Birkas hamitzvah is normally done before. L'maisa, but we can't do it before. So therefore, you say the bracha kodam ma'isa kishar birkas hamitzvahs. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, this is what we do b'zman hazeh Ezra. The rav that's mesader kedushin says birkas erusin for the kedushin. Why? So the Pashup shot, you could say like the Rambam's Birkas HaMitzvah, but if you say like the Rosh Daniel, what is it? It's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah. Isn't Birkas Shevach V'Hodah normally done afterwards? No, this was substituted Birkas HaMitzvahs. Birkas HaMitzvahs is Roi Levarach HaKadusha, but we had technical props. Maybe she'll be Chozer Bol. You didn't mention the specific Mitzvah Kedushin. So as a Birkas HaMitzvah, classically, Yaakov, we cannot say it. But as a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, we can say it. Therefore, normally Birkas Shevach does done afterwards, the Ritva says we place it before. Kind of like to substitute the fact that we couldn't implement classical Birkas HaMitzvahs here. We got that, Chlor? So at the end of the day, Daniel Levice, it comes out that there are two what? Two svaras why we say Birkas HaMitzvah. Two svaras why we say Birkas Erus before the Kedushin. Number one, that it's a classical Birkas HaMitzvah like the Rambam. Or number two, Levice, it's a Birkas Shevach Vodah, but the Ritva says because for technical reasons, we couldn't do a classical Birkas HaMitzvah beforehand, we'll do the Birkas HaShevach V'Hodah beforehand as well. So it comes out, two Biurim HaLacha L'Maisa, why, Johnny, we say Birkas Erusin before the Maisa Kedushin. Okay? So I want you to get that clear. Alright, we got it? But what emerges in Machlaikis L'Maisa, whether you call it a Birkas HaMitzvah or Birkas HaShevach V'Hodah. Push up shot. Yeah, quickly, Avram, go ahead.
Does Birkas HaShevach V'Hodah take away all the problems or that we had?
It does. That's why we're mentioning Arias. That's why we're mentioning Bracha the Isser. We're placing.
What about Chozer, bro? Then it's a Bracha Levatal. She's Chozer. There's no. Why are you giving Sheva?
What do you mean?
Why is there Sheva?
According to the Rush, it's going to be done when? The Rush tells you do it afterwards. Rush himself, you do it afterwards.
What I'm saying is Chozer.
The Yeshiv Kusus afterwards, Lamaisa. He's holding afterwards. You do it afterwards.
Say, according to the sheet that says you do it beforehand.
Yes.
So if she's closer.
It's a good point. You're right. He's making a good point. The Avram's saying, he's saying, Rebbe, at the end of the day, granted you want to say the Slumdus, Nisana, you follow me? You want to say the Slumdus, Yossi, that you're saying it beforehand as a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, but don't you still have that problem? Great point. You're right. You still have that point. If she's closerable, you said a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah.
At that moment,
I understand, but you don't stop in the middle of the day, Shabbat Hashem, for a marriage, Daniel.
Yeah, but at that moment, you're getting married.
I understand, but she was chosenable. Okay.
Not yet.
Okay. I hear what Daniel's saying, but the bottom line is, if you say a bracha on thunder and lightning, and there's no thunder and lightning that emerges, it is a bracha levatol. Let's say a guy said a bracha on lightning. He thought it was lightning. It wasn't lightning. It was an Air Force. It was an F-15 with making it light. That's a bracha levatala. B'shoyget. You're making a good point. It's a good point. It's an excellent point. It is an excellent point. I hear what Daniel's also point is very excellent too as well. It might not be as bad, but at the end of the day, it is a bracha levatala. Okay? It's a good question. Let's think. We have to think more. Why the stakes aren't as bad? Why does that shift the problem, Lamaisa? It's a good point. Why does that shift the problem that now it's a bigger show? You're saying it before. Shouldn't you still have that same issue? It solves everything else, but that one, Dilma Hadrabe. Okay. It could be. You could say a little bit like Daniel's saying that you're holding everyone's there together. You had a gauge. You had a shidduchim before. But Lamaisa, both points are excellent. Okay, we got a chlor, Yaakov? Chlor, Johnny, you got it? Okay, that's it. That's taka what we do, halacha l'maaseh. So let's go to number two subcategory. Why is it taka though we don't say mitzvah kedusha? Why don't you hit it right on the head of the core and say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Yosef, you had a kasha before, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
So, why don't we say bracha after giving the ani the money?
Because a mitzvah always over less yosef, li'kuvah. That's what the Rambam holds. The Gos Ashri has a sheet that you could say it even afterwards. We don't hold it. We're always called Machmer for the Rambam. Okay? Once it's done, it's done. Okay?
So that's just a side point on the saying, we say it after the...
Right. Over Las Yos Likuva, according to the Rambam. The Gos Ashri argues it says not that way. Okay? But that's the Chiddush. All right, very good. The truth is, I want to just point out, it's interesting that the Tumim, the Urim V'Tumim, Simen Sadeh Zayin Sif Konav, quotes the Chuvas Rashba, and he says the Chuvas Rashba Svar, that the guy might be Choserbo, or the woman, Avram, he says the Rush doesn't hold to that Svar. The Rush said it himself. It's the Chapella. He must have had a different gears than the Rush, the great Gon, the Rabbi Yonison Abshitz. But he wants to claim the Rush gave a different Svara, because you can fulfill it with the Pilegis, he doesn't hold Shema Taxerbo. Okay? But great point, Avram and Daniel. Very good. But why shouldn't you still be concerned with it? Okay. All right, very good. Let's go to the second subtopic now. Why don't you say Amitz Kedusha straight up? Let's go. Okay. So what do you say, Lamaisa? What do you say, Yaakov? So the Rosh said, answer that question. Why is that? What's the tachlis of Kedusha, Yaakov? To have what? To have kids. What does the Agos Ashri say? Look at that previous Agos Ashri on the bottom. Mishum?
Mishum de'in asiyasa gemar
mitzvah. Ah! Kedusha doesn't finish the deal. The Ron said the same thing. I gave you. Kedisa?
Kedisa beperek elas. Mishaz nisu en nami lo mevarchina en deshema havia bracha levatala. Deshema lo yizku le
hibanos. How do you know you're going to have kids? Go ahead. We'll talk about that another shir, Blinetter, that each one has a cup of Bari Goffin. This just finished that piece. This is why I told you the other day. The H1. The Likros. Oh, Kakosuv. Remember I told you that? Remember we said the guy asked me, he got worried, and he said, don't worry about it. He did it all in one day, the Kedushin soon. Go ahead, Oberkas.
Oberkas ala gefen mevarech al shnehem, la'achrehem de'havei hefzer.
Kach nira l'rabinu avya. Interesting. You have to say ala gefen or apriya gefen on each one. Yeah, that's only if you drink a shir, okay? Usually we don't drink a shir. We'll get to the practice when we get to discussing, we're going to go through the whole procedure one shir of a chasen, okay? All right. So let's go. Number one. Why don't you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Kishan Tzadik Tzadik Al Mitzvah Kedushin? Because it doesn't. It's not the gemara of the deal. The deal is to have kids. That's number one answer. Okay. So then the question is, why they make a brach at all? So why make a brach at all? So what did Ron say, guys? What did Ron say? The Ron said that we didn't want to leave this mitzvah without a brach at all. So they're misakin on the kedusha of Klal Yisrael that Hashem chose them that they could put kedusha in their lives through getting married. That's like the Gos Ashri on the bottom that you pointed out to me in Seder, Johnny. You follow me? They didn't want to leave it alone. Now, the Ron also made the point, please get it in your notes. He said, okay, you can't say it at Kedushin. Why not? Because it's not done deal. So why don't you say it at the Nisuin? It's already done already. You can't say it at Nisuin. So what happens if they do it all one day? He says because it's not uniform, because it's not always done that day. It's not always done that way. There's no tofis. Tofis achas Hashem, and it's not always done that day.
What's his name?
That way. I keep saying that day. No, it wasn't done that way all the time. Nowadays, I think Avram asked me and said, that's the way it's done? Okay, but we can't be misakin new ways in brachas. Okay, I forgot. Or maybe Johnny asked me, I don't know. Nowadays, everyone does that, but we still can't make our own rules in brachas. Okay? Again, the Ron says, saying it in Erishim, you can't. Because why? It's not the Gemara Mitzvah. You can't say it in Nisuin because the Kiddush was done already 12 months later. So do at a time when they do it in one shot, then say it. He says that's not all, it's not always done that way on that day, right? It's not always done that way on that day, right? But nowadays, that's the way we do it. Okay, still, we're not going to create and say, oh, we say a Birkas, Bruchat HaShem, Elkenim HaKol Mashiach, Kishan Tatsan, Al Mitzvahs, Kiddushin. We can't make our own Matbeah. Ezra asked me in Seder, he said, Rebbe, what's the word matbeah? Coinage. Comes from the Gemara. Kol matbeah shetavu chachamim. If the chacham instituted a coinage of brachas, we follow it. We never deviate from a coinage. Okay? The matbeah is used. That's a lashon of Gemara. Okay.
Rebbe, what's the answer why we don't have a bracha about the nesuin according to the Ron?
Because you did the kedushin already earlier, 12 months earlier. It's too late already. So you can't relate the bracha erison. You did it 12 months earlier. So that's what the Ron says there. On Bezim and the Dapei Rith. Okay, so that's the first answer. We got it? That's why the Nusach HaBracha is not a Shekushan on Mitzvah's Kedushin. Real quick, Avram.
Why do you say we make the Bracha at all?
Because we don't want to have it left with nothing. So therefore, we want to access that the Abishter gave the Jews Kedusha, and we want to use the Kedusha in our lives by getting married. Okay? It's not right, he says, to leave it open without a Bracha. It's like it's a bigger Shevach Vodoya, though. That's that Lashon. Okay, that's the Lashon of the Ron with the Agosh Ashri on the bottom. I don't know why it's not printed in Agosh Ashri on the Rosh, but you pointed out very nicely. It says Ashri, doesn't it? I don't know. It's not, usually it's Agosh Ashri is there. Okay. All right. What's the other answer why we don't say Asher Kisham Tadas on this is Kedushin? Yaakov, you tell me. The Rosh. You read it beautifully. What did the Rosh say? Because the mitzvah is what? The mitzvah is what? Is Peruvu. And if you want, if you're not going to have kids, you're not fulfilling Peruvu, then Lamaisa, the Mitzvah Kedushin, Halacha Lamaisa Mukha, the Mitzvah Kedushin is not Mitzad, Mitzvah Peruvu. So therefore, if you're going to marry a woman that you can't have kids, Lamaisa, then you don't say the Bracha. You don't say the Bracha. So therefore, there is no Bracha of what? In essence, you see, that's where it's possible to say, you see, that's where it's possible to say, against Rabbi Tursky Shliti, you know what I mean? Because we're saying that what? Why don't you say the bracha of Asher Kisham Tadas Mitzvah Kedushin? So what does the Rosh say? Because it's not really a mitzvah. The mitzvah is really peruvu. Why are they misakin a bracha? Because they're shevach vodah. So I'm saying from that, answering that kasha seems a little bit more of the classical way in the yeshivas that they interpret the Rosh. You don't say Asher Kisham Tadas Mitzvah Kedushin because it's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is peruvu.
It's not a sechiyunis.
Okay, that's what Rav Tursky, that's what we said Rav Tursky said, well, myself. But the truth of the matter is, okay, so you can't say Asher Kisham Tadas Mitzvah Kedushin even though it's Kiyumis? I guess not. That's what you have to say, what you're saying, Avram. I'm just saying, theoretically, you could have said it even though it's Kiyumis. But yeah, that's what Rav Tursky would say. You're only going to say Mitzvah Kedushin if it's Kiyuvis, like putting on tefillin. But a situational mitzvah like tzitzis, you wouldn't be able to say it. What? Yeah, you do say a bracha mitzvah. It's a good point. It's a good taina what Jeremy's saying. It's a good taina. So I'm saying to answer that, you see, there were a bunch of kashas we did in the Rosh. Why don't you say a bracha on every minachai? Why do you mention arayas? Why don't you say a mitzvah kedushin? So if you want to say like Rav Tursky, is it really answering that kasha so well? It's not really answering that kasha so well. If you say like classically in the yeshivas that it's not a mitzvah at all, it is answering the kasha very well. Right? Because it's not a mitzvah. I mean, that's the lashon. Sure, a mitzvah shemuchu beyipurvu. Kedusha is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Right? Okay, you want to say it's a mitzvah chiyuvis? It's a good point. The Jeremy's making a good taina. Why by tzitzis is there a bracha? We mentioned the nusach.
Tzitzis for sure
chiyuvis? Yeah, for sure. It's situational. Only if you wear a four-corner garment on
yichuyiv. Maybe once
there is a little bit of a difference. Yeah, okay. You took the words right out of my mouth. Very good, Avram. In other words, you could say, once you put on a four-corner garment, you're mechuyiv in tzitzis. Whereas the woman, you're never mechuyiv to marry, you could have kids without her, without having pilek. I think that's what you got to be mechalik. I think that's what you're going to have to say.
That's
okay.
That's what the Rosh says for shlita too.
So let's get to it now. So Lamaisa, so very good, Johnny. So Imkain, so okay, again, second subtopic here. Why didn't we mention the Bracha Mitzvah's Kedusha in the Nusach HaBracha? One Teretz is what? Is because it's not the Gemara. And we said over the Ron the Gosha Shri. Right? You can't say it. Kedusha is not the Gemara. I can't say it soon. You're already done. One shot is not. You wouldn't want to do this on uniform. We don't want to live without a Bracha. So it's a big Hashem HaHoda. Kedusha and Dala. The other shot is the Rosh is not a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. A Mitzvah Chiyuvis. We want to keep it in line with the traditional Yeshiva way or a first Kishlit this way. Like Jeremy and Avram are saying, very good. That it's a bit skewness, so it's not going to be appropriate. I sitzes. Sitzes, Avram says, when you wear a four-part army, you're mechuyiv. But it is classically called kiyum. It's not mechuyiv. Hashem gets angry if you don't put yourself in the chiyuv. But lemais, it's not classically called it. Okay? Oh. If you say like that second approach to Rosh, then Johnny points out what the Rosh asks. You read it very nicely, Yaakov. What do you say about shechita? You tell me. What is shechita? Do you have to have a steak? Have macaroni and cheese tonight, right? You got me, Ezra? Why do you have to have steak? You can have macaroni and cheese. Yeah? You don't have to have steak. You have to have fleishes all the time, right? We don't have to have it all the time. So why is there a bracha? It's a great kasha, no? It's also a mitzvah kiyumis, situational shechita, okay? What's the difference between shechita and what? And shechita and kedushin. They're both situational. Shechita has the nusach ala shechita. You got me, Nochem? Three terutzim, said the Rosh. Let's get them down. Number one is what? What's number one? You don't have to have steak tonight, but if you want to have steak, the only way to get steak is what? Is shechting. If you want to have kids, you can have kids through a concubine. You don't have to have kids through a married woman. So therefore, you have to say ala shechita. Kedushin doesn't warrant the nusach HaBracha. Number one. Number two, it says in the Pasuk, V'zavachta mi'bekarach v'surcha v'chalt b'sharecha. You're mechuyiv to what? You're mechuyiv to eat. There's a tzivui, shechting. The way the Torah says it, lashon tzivui. If you want to what? If you want to eat steak, you got to do it this way. In the Chumash, what does it say? Ki yikach ish isha. When you take a woman. So the imperative is on shechita, therefore it warrants the bracha ala shechita. There's no imperative on kedushin. There's no lashon tzivui. And number three, the mitzvahs karbonos yechayv the shecht. Therefore, they're mesakin on all shechita, even shechita schulin, that there's a bracha ala shechita. Did you read that, Yaakov? Did you get that? Did it say that by kachim? You said it beautifully. Okay? So those three answers. Okay? So that's the answer why you don't say, shtick will tell you this. Why is that wrong? Because Edison. So you see the Pharisees, the Maisa, that what? You see the Pharisees that it warrants a nisach abracha. Ala shechita, not kedushin. Okay, so we just tackled the second subtopic. Okay, let's go. Number three. Okay, number three. What on earth is this bracha talking about? Vitzivanu ala rayis v'asulan ala rusos? Have you ever found a bracha in your life in halachid nesanel on an iser? Do we say a bracha asher kisham tzavan al iser efim menachai? Guys, think you're out of your mind. I'll isser ham, the isser bacon. Right? Right? Well, say it in English. You want to your translator. You ever say that? I'll isser shatness. Think of all these serum in the world.
If you say shevach, that makes more sense.
Because you're being So lomaisa, you're saying good. Okay. So it could be like Avram is saying, very good. What's the meaning of arayas too? What are you mentioning about arayas? What's in the chuppah? So lock, stock, and barrel. Please get it down. We can answer all three of those kashas. What are you saying yisr for? Why are you mentioning arayas? And why are you putting in chuppah? The answer is because the bottom line is that this is a klal of shevach, takana of a bracha klalis, of shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're mesakin mavarach HaKadosh Hashi Yisrael, that Hashem asr arayas on us, matr us nesuos b'chuppah v'kedushin. And the reason why we mosif asaras arusos vitalanu is the nesuos b'chuppah is in order we shouldn't make a mistake and think that kedushin makes us mutter without chuppah. Okay, so birkas shevach as you said, Avram really answers all three. For blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I want to share with you an amazing shot from the Brisker Rav in the stencil and sultan. Amazing. Listen to this Brisker Rav, guys. The Brisker Rav says there are two types of arayas in the Torah. One type of arayas is relatives. brother, sister, father, daughter, mother, son. But then there's another type of arises that's totally based on Kiddushin. Kiddushin! Marriage! Ashish! There's a second track of Arias's, Yaakov, that flows from Kedusha. Memele, says the Briskerov, that's exactly what the Pshat in Birkas Harrison is. Asolanus Arias. The Arias that are notes are from the Koch of Kedushin. That's Shayach to the Birkas Kedushin. Because of this Kedushin, every man in the world is usher to this woman. Kach Zok the Briskerov. Myridik. Ezra, you follow me? Mm-hmm. Amazing pshat. All these Ariases, the second track Ariases, are Noveh from the Kedusha. Memele, that's why we say this Chiddush. V'o, the Briskerov adds on, you can forever for the Kasha, why we mention an Isser. Why do you mention an Isser? Because classically in the Torah, the Isserim are not Noveh. What does the word Noveh mean? Stems from. Yisurim don't know, are not noveah from mitzvahs. You have an Isser of Avram and Achai. It's independent Isser. You have an Isser of Shatnes. Has nothing to do with the mitzvah. But then there's another type of Isser that is noveah from a mitzvah. And these Ariases are noveah from the mitzvah of Kedushin. Memela, since it's a mitzvah, it creates the Isser. Therefore, we mention the Isser in the bracha. And the Briskerov says, that's why it says in the Nuskarov, it's Sivanu al Arayis. I don't understand. B'nai Noach are also Mitzuvah al-Arayis. Why do we say the Jews are Mitzuvah al-Arayis? B'nai Noach are Mitzuvah al-Arayis as well. What's the answer? There's a track of Arayises that are usher to what? The Arayises that the Brachos dealing with Arayis Machmas Kedushin. That's only Shayach Yisrael. Those Arayises are only Shayach Yisrael, Yosef. You follow me?
The second half of follow-up on the first half, that...
Yeah, the second...
Within that second
track of Ariases are only Shaykh by Yisrael. There's the Eshashish by Goyim. But that's not because of Kedushin. That's because they're living together. Remember we said? There's no concept of get and Kedushin by Goyim. They live together. That makes a marriage. Right? So the second track of Ariases that comes from Kedushin is only Shaykh the Klai Yisrael. That's why it says Vitzivano al Arayis. So now we answer the 3, 4, 5. We answer the Chuppel and the Suin. The complete Heter, why he mentioned the Isser, why he mentioned the Isser of Arises. Okay? Oh. Now this brings us to the following. Because we got to get to a Mahalach of the Ravs. Yeah, go ahead, Shlomo. Shalom. Yeah,
so is the Birkas Rav trying to say that it's Birkas Mitzvah on the Golos Hazeh?
No, I think he's elaborating on the Birkas Shevach Vodoyah. He's going with the Rosh's Mahalach, that it's a Birkas Shevach Vodoyah.
You can work it in and say, okay, fine, there's the Kedushin that you have to do, that's a Mitzvah, but also, like, whatever the limitations are, you can't do because of it, making it part of a Birkas Mitzvah.
I think he's saying within the Mahalach of the Rosh that it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodoyah. That's what he's saying with. It's a good point, but he's sticking with that. And that's why he mentions that it gives you that ability to be able to say this. Now, we're going to say something similar to you later from the Rav, his nephew.
Is there anything...
A little bit later, we never forget to it. What'd you say? We never say brachas on Isuru. We never say brachas on Isuru. There's a bracha once in a while on Sakana, like my machronim, could blind someone's eye, the melech stomus, the sodomite salt. Okay. Very good. You got it? Let's go weiter now. Next subtopic. Okay, because we've got to get to the Mahalach of the Rof. Let's go. Who is this bracha mechuyivan? Who says it? The chosin or who else? The kehila. What do we do bisman hazeh, guys? Who says the Birkas Harrison? The Masada Kedushin, not the chosin. You look in the Rambam in the Tur, the Rambam passes the Chosin is Mavarach Birkas Harrison. If he sends a Shliach, what's the din? Who says it? The Shliach says it. So what's the Svara? So what does the Ritva say? I gave it to the Ritva here on Zion and Bays. What's the Svara? Because the Rambam holds it as a Birkas HaMitzvah. And therefore it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, it's over Lasi Yosin. And therefore who does it? The guy who's doing the Mitzvah, the Chosin. But the Ritva argues and says the bracha is a Birkas Shevach V'Hodoyah. If it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodoyah, like Rav Rishonim, the Chiyuv is not on the Chassin. The Chiyuv is on the Maimed of the Erisin, the people in the audience. And the Ritva writes, Minig Poshet, B'chol HaRatzos, Shemavarach Osa HaShliach Sibor. It's a Minig Poshet that the Shliach, who's the Shliach Sibor here? The Masada Kedushin. You hear what I'm saying? So if it's a birkas mitzvah, then the chassan should say it. If it's a birkas shevach hodah, then the leader of the tzibur, the morad asra, the mesadik kedushin, should say the bracha. Now, if you look at Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed Dalet Sif Aleph, the Ramah quotes two days. If the chassan or the shliach, there are two days. Okay, the Ramah quotes two days. If the chassan or the shliach say a bracha, or does someone else say the shliach? Say the bracha. So the Beis Shmuel says, I want you to get this down. The Beis Shmuel in Sifkat and Beis, in Siman Nun Hei, says, why is it that the Masada Kedusha says the bracha? Because we don't want to embarrass the chassan. Maybe the chassan doesn't know how to say the bracha. So what is that saying in theory? Who's the chiyuv really on? The chiyuv's really on the chassan. But because we don't want to embarrass him, Daniel, what do? We have the Masada Kedusha. And what does Reb Moshe say in the Chuvis and Ibn Ezer? Chelik Aleph Simon Pei Zion. He points out the chiyuv is on the chassan, but since we don't want to embarrass him, we get someone else to what bemotes him in the bracha against the Ritva. The Ritva says the birkas shevach hodah. It's on the audience. Therefore, I want you to get this: when the Masada Kedusha says the bracha, he has to tell the chassan before, I'm bemotes you in this bracha, and therefore you should answer what? Amen. You follow me? That's the nafkamina. If it's on the audience, Birkas Shevach Hodah, then okay, you want to say Amen, fine. But he's not being motzi in a bracha. But if you say the Chiyuv is on who? If you say the Chiyuv is on the Chassan, and the only reason why I don't want him to say, because I want to embarrass him, might be a Chassan doesn't know how to learn, doesn't know how to say the bracha. So therefore, Halacha L'maisim, it's also, you know, there's a Mordechai that says it's a Baal Gaivin. It's Mechsa Kiyura, if the Chassan says the bracha. I mean, we know that Chassan's Tarid, you know, he can't say Kriya Shema. And all of a sudden, in front of 1,000 people, he can get it together and say a bracha. It's Gaivin. That's another reason why we don't say the Chassan say a bracha. But theory, the Chiyuv's on him. Either because we don't want to embarrass him, he doesn't know how to say it, or because it makes a Kiyura. But the Chiyuv's on him. Chapsa nafkemina, that you have to be Motzim. Okay? But if you hold the Birkas Shevach Hodah, you don't have to say that. So it comes out very interestingly, Halacha L'maaseh, let's get this. Halacha L'maaseh, and then we got to get to the Mahalach of the Rav. Amazing. That the Taz in your day in Ilchos Shechita, Siman Aleph, Sifkat, and Zion says, who says it? You don't have to be Motzi the Chassan. He says it's on, he holds like the Ritva. Let's get it down. The Taz holds like the Ritva, Ladina, according, and also the Tvu Ashur. So when the Masada Kedusha says it, it's because he's the leader of the Tzibor. Then Noda Behuda in Madur Ibn Ezer, Mandura Tinyana Siman Aleph says, Rechoshish for the Ramam, the Chiv's on the Chassan. So he should be Motzium. You follow me? Now, where does it happen after Mina? Let's say you have a deaf mute that gets married, a Cherish. A deaf mute that gets married. He can't say the bracha on his own. What do you do? So the Noda Behuda says, you don't say a bracha. The Noda Behuda says, you don't say a bracha, Birkas Erison. And Rabbi Kiveger writes that the Chassan Cheresh does say a Birkas Erison. Because the Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, he doesn't say it, but the audience says it. It's Birkas Shevach V'Hodah. You follow the Nafkamina? If it's on the Chassan and he's a Cheresh, then what? Then no one says it. The Rav doesn't even say it on his behalf. If it's on the audience, Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, then you can say it. So if you look at Rabbi Kiveger in the Agos, Shechon Aruch Siman Lamed Daled, he quotes the Psak and the Noda Behuda. They don't say the Bracha. But it's Sarachim and Ladinim. Sarachim and Ladinim. But to top this all off, and we'll chazar it over, Reb Moshe writes in Siman Pei Zayin, Lahalacha, the Chassan is Mechuyev Lotzes B'Birkas Erison. I'll be the Prisha. And even according to the Rosh, that it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, even according to the Rosh, the Ritva says a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, it's not a Chiyuv on the Chassan. Nevertheless, the Takana is, it's Mutelas ala Chassan. Isn't that amazing? So I want you to get this down. We set it up beautiful Naftimin. If it's a Chiyuv on the Chassan, then what? If it's a Chiyuv on the Chassan, then he really should say it, but because of it, we're on a beer, so he doesn't know, or because of Kaiva, we have the Rav do it. So he should be Motzim, he's got to say Amen. If it's Birkas Shevach Hodah, then the Masada Kedusha does it purely. He doesn't really have to be Motzim. He doesn't Motzim at all. Now Reb Moshe turns everything about faces. Even if it's Birkas Shevach Hodah, the Chiyuv to Meshavech Hashem is really upon the Chassan. And if the Rav's going to do it, he should be Motzim with it. So even if it's Birkas Shevach Hodah, you should do it. And the Briska Ravim and Shlomo Zalman, Paskin, Lamaisa, that the Chassan should be what? Should be Yotzi with the Rav's Bracha of Birkas Erison, and they used to say this. And they used to say, please get this down. They used to say, don't answer amen. Under the chuppah, do not answer amen to the Birkas Harrison, because it's the hefsek. He has to drink. I was taught by the great Gon Rav Nachman Kain Shlita, the great Tam Chacham, that the Birkas Harrison, she's still under her parents' auspices, so you honor her parents. So you give the cup of wine to her father to give to Chassan, and you give to her mother to give to her own daughter at the Arison. You follow me? At the Arison. But don't say amen because he's going to drink, so it's a hefsek. Don't say amen, so it'll be a hefsek, Lamaisa. Isn't that interesting?
A Kiddush Friday night, don't we say amen and then usually drink?
Anyway? No, in other words, the minig of the Rabban Gedolei Yisro, she is zero. No, no. I say the Chassan, the Kala. You warn the Kala not to answer amen. Because the Kala is not mechuyevin. The Chassan is mechuyevin. You can say amen. It's not a hefsek. But the Kala is not mechuyevin. You follow me? So if the Kala is not mechuyevin, she's going to drink. She shouldn't say amen. She shouldn't say amen. She shouldn't be a hefsek, the bracha, brebri, agafin. Only the Chassan is mechuyevin, the bracha. Not the Kala. That's what they say in the Briskerov. Used to be motzi the Chassan. The Birkas Agefin is moir lehotzi gamis a Kala. Right? If you look in the Note of Yudas, Master Kalas Mechuyev in the Birkas Harrison as well. You follow what I'm saying? So in other words, again, what is actually said under the chuppah? You say Brei Pri Agafen, and what else do you say? What else do you say? You say Brei Pri Agafen, and you say Birkas Harrison. So Lamaisa, they're being motzi you. So it comes out that the minig of many Gedol Yisroel is the Mazda the Kal not to answer Amen after the Birkas Harrison. Because you have Brei Pri Agafen and Birkas Harrison. Birkas Harrison is not shach to her. She needs to connect with what? There's two brachas that are said, Daniel. Brei Pri Agafen and Birkas Harrison. So if you answer Amen on the Brei Pri Agafen, she's mechuyev in the Brei Pri Agafen, the woman. She's going to drink it. But the Birkas Harrison is said afterwards. First you say Brei Pri Agafen, then you say Birkas Harrison, correct? She answers Amen to the Birkas Harrison. She's not mechuyev in. It's a hefsek between the Brei Pri Agafen and what? Ah, so you only tell the chassan answer amen to both, not the kala. If you look in the note of you, it's master that the kala is mechuyev and Birkas Harrison as well, though. You understand the chap, Daniel? It's a chap. Show him. You follow him. You can only answer amen if you're the woman to the Birkas Harrison. Don't answer amen because you're not mechuyev. That'll be a hesek. How can you drink? But the chassan mechuyev. If you look in the note of you, it's master that both are mechuyev, both the chassan and kala and Birkas Harrison. Okay.
Does the chassan need to have in mind to be yotzei?
Sure. It should be motzi. The rav should say motzi. If he answers amen, it's enough. But he should say to him before. So me motzi in the bracha.
Does he need to know that he's being yotzei with the...
Should be. You should explain it to him. Should be ma'asver to him. Okay? So it's a chak. That's a chak, l'mais. Okay. So now, let's embark upon the mahalach of the rav. Okay. Beautiful Mahalach of the Rav, Lamais, which I want to suggest might be Shittas Rambam. Daniel, you with me? You got it? We'll embark upon the Rav's Pshat now. The subtopic of Asorah we'll get to tomorrow. Asorah tomorrow we'll get to. Whether you need Asorah, whether you need Asorah for Birkas Harrison, we saw the 2 days in Rosh Yaakov that you suggested. And we'll get to Nafgamin about that too. But let's embark upon the Taisus. What did Taisus say in Brachas? What did Taisus say in Brachas? And Daf Samachim at Beis. In the name of Rabbeinu Tam. If a person only has tefillin shel rosh and not tefillin shel yad, what do you do? Rabbeinu Tam said you say two brachas. Al yad, I'm sorry, you say al haniach and al mitzvah tefillin. All he had was a tefillin shel yad. He did not have tefillin shel rosh. Sorry, all he had was a tefillin shel rosh and not a tefillin shel yad. You say two brachas on tefillin shel rosh. L'haniach and al mitzvahs. Okay? That's Rabbeinu Tam's amazing kiddush. Daniel asked me, we looked in Shulchan Aruch, that's the Ramaz Psak and Simin Chav Vav. The Machaber says you only say one bracha. You remember, Daniel, which bracha it was?
Al
mitzvahs. Excellent. The Machaber said you only say one. The Ramaz held like Rabbeinu Tam, you say two. The Machaber held like who was the Rif and the Rambam, if I'm not mistaken. But the Ramah holds like Rabbeinu Tam, who says you say two brachas. Amazing. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says in brachas on Daf Samach Amud Beis. Okay? That's what Rabbeinu Tam says in brachas on Daf Samach Amud Beis. Let's get it. You say two brachas if you only have tefillin shel rosh. The Vilna Gaon in the Bir HaGro In Simon Chafei Sifkot Yud Zayin, says, where do we ever find that there's two brachas on one mitzvah? We never find it. Simon Chafei Sifkot Yud Zayin, the Gon asks, granted that Tzvon Sharosha special has four compartments, it has the shin on it, the Rabbeinu Tam says, but where do you ever have two brachas in the sandal on one mitzvah? Where do you ever have two brachas on one mitzvah? It's a pella. The Tosis Rid asked this kasha. Where is there two brachas on the mitzvah of Mila? What are the two brachas on the mitzvah of Mila? Ala Mila, and what else? Lachnisu Mishu Shal Avram Avinu. Chanukah is Birkas, that's Birkas Hodah. Two Birkas on mitzvahs, L'chur. Where do you have two Birkas on mitzvahs on one bracha? Shechianu and Shasa Nisim is a Birkas Shevach Hodah Afon. Okay, it's a good point, but it's different. Here are two Birkas on mitzvahs on one mitzvah, Bechapella. Oh. So, Lomaisa, if you look in Toysim Sochim, on Zayin Amar Aleph, in Dibra Maskel B'Levayr, points out an amazing chiddush. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the bracha of Lachniso, Bebrisha Shul Avnu Avinu Mavarchan Achar Mila, Zela Shoinim. I'm quoting verbatim the Toysis. The law of Zos Hanasa Achshav Mavarch, Ela Meshabeach Umoda Lachar Shbrach Sivanu Ala Mila, Shetovu Liyodom. Whoa! Toysus Himsachim puts together two brachas. Which brachas? Which two brachas does he put together, Daniel? Which two brachas? Birkas what? Birkas Erison, and what else? Lachniso, which is said by the father. Who says the Birkas Erison? The Masada Kedushin usually we just got through saying. He puts together these two brachas.
What does it mean he puts them together?
He puts them together and said that they're said afterwards. They're both said afterwards. He says the mandate of Overlas Yasin is only when what? When the Osa says the bracha. When the Osa says the bracha. When the doer does the mitzvah, you need the bracha before the action. But if another guy does it, you don't need to say it before. If another guy does it, you don't need to say it before. It can be said afterwards. But he's still calling them both a what? Birkas a mitzvah. Birkas a mitzvah. The Taz, in your day, as Simon Aleph Sifkon Yitzayin says, no. That Birkas Erison and Birkas Machniso are not Birkas a mitzvah. Birkas Shevach Odoi. The Melech are said afterwards. That's what the Taz interprets the Rabbeinu Tam. That's what the Taz interprets the Rabbeinu Tam, and he quotes our Rosh. He quotes our Rosh. Okay? He quotes our Rosh. And that's how the Taz interpret they're not Birkas and Mitzvahs. The Rav said exactly like Avram just said. They're not Birkas Shevach V'Odoi, like the Taz. The Rav was Mechadish that Rabbeinu Tam is saying, Nochem, you with me? A new type of Birkas HaMitzvahs. There's a new type of Birkas HaMitzvah. What is the new type of Birkas HaMitzvah? Track A of Birkas HaMitzvahs is on the Maisa. Al Maisa Mitzvah. Track A is on the Maisa Mitzvah. Track 2 is Al Chalois, is on a status change. This boy now, Mayor, is not an Arl anymore. He's Gamalt. He has a mule. This man and woman are married now. There's a status change. There's a Birkas HaMitzvah not on the Maisa, but there's a Birkas HaMitzvah on the what? On the Chalois change. And when is that appropriate? When someone else says it, they should say it after it's been completed, the change. When it's been completed, and therefore, the bracha of lahachnisu alamil is on the maisi, it said before. On the change, lahachnisu, after it's done already, then the maisi, the father says it, not the mail, he says it afterwards. Birkas Erison is when the chalos has been completed. So what the Rav was mechadesh, is that this is called, guys, a birkas mitzvah, but it's a new type of birkas on a chalos change. You follow me, Nachum? You follow me? This is the pshat in the rush. This is the pshat in the rush. We don't have to say it's a bigger shevul. That's a whole new pshat now, the Rav said.
The Rabbeinu Tam says it's called the Birchas HaMitzvah, but it's not a chalois. So I want to suggest that the Rambam also held it was a Birchas HaMitzvah. But remember we said, why is it done before? Because he held the Din of Overlay Asun applies to what? It's always got to be said before, no matter what. It's always got to be said before, no matter what. Halacha l'maisa. It's always got to be said before. Okay? It's always got to be said before. That's the Din. Halacha l'maisa. It's always got to be said before. So the Rambam held that even track two has got to be said before. Classically, Rabbi Tam says this is Koda and this is Acher, which makes more sense. But the bottom line is that what? The Rambam holds that the truth of the matter is all Birkas HaMitzvah. Even track two has to be said before. So it comes out to be, according to the Rav, I want you to get this Mahalath down. Everyone agrees with the shtickle. The question is, technically, does this new track now, Birkas HaMitzvah, have to be done before or afterwards? Rambam says also before, just like the classical way. The Rabbeinu Tam says no, afterwards. But we've got one problem with this, and that's tefillin. Why did the Rabbeinu Tam say you say two brachas on what? On tefillin shel what? Why do you say you say two brachas on tefillin shel rosh? We never find two brachas on one mitzvah. What's the answer? Lahaniach is on the maisa of the tefillin. Lahaniach is on the maisa. And what is our mitzvah tefillin? On the chalos to be muchter b'tefillin. There's a notion of being muchter, crowned b'tefillin. The Rambam has a lashon like this. Do you know the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, our karkafta de gavra de lo manach bo tefillin, the skeleton of a head that didn't have tefillin put on his head never comes out of Gehenna. The Gemara says Rosh Hashanah, the biggest Rosh in the world stays again, 12 months comes out. But a guy who's ever put tefillin on stays there forever. Why does the Gemara say, Akar kafta de gavra de lo manach bo tefillin? Because there's a certain status when you have tefillin shel Rosh on. It says in Brachas, Vavam and Alf, V'ra'o kol amei arts kishim Hashem nikra alecha v'yarmi mecha, elu tefillin shel Rosh. Tefillin shel Rosh create a status, guys. It's a kedush of a status. So the bracha of Lahaniach, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is what? Why is there two brachas on one mitzvah? Because one bracha is on the maisa, lahaniach tefillin, and our mitzvah is on the chalois. Now, why isn't the chalois? Why don't you say the second one what? Johnny, when should you say the second one? According to Rabbeinu Tam. When should you say the second one? After you put it on. The Teretz you have to say, says the Rav, is that because they're on the same mitzvah, you want to make him uniform. You follow me? But Lachniso and Aerison, those are two separate brachas. It's appropriate that the status change, the brach should be said afterwards. But here you have no choice. Rabbi Tam says by the tefillin, Lahaniach is on the Maisa. Lahaniach is on the Maisa. And our mitzvahs is on the chalos of being muchter betfilin. Muchtar, the chalos of being muchter betfilin. Chalos, that's a chalos, guys. They have the chalos. Oh my, so that's what it means. Akakafta the gavra the lomonach betfilin. Doesn't say akakafta the dara on your arm. It's interesting, did the Babich Chassidim, if you want to ask a katan, it's a lomdash kash, I'm just saying. It's a little bit of a riddle, Kasha. But why do Lubavitch Chassidim at the airports put tefillin on Yidim? You should only put on why do they put tefillin on people, Yidim? To get you out of this din. But based on the Rosh, they should only put on tefillin to Rosh. It's a chop. It's a chop. When you're at the airport and you see all Yidim, we love all Yidim. So we should ask, why you don't, you should do tefillin to Rosh? Because a tefillin to Yad is like any other mitzvah. Tefillin to Rosh, because they're not makiv zubazu. It's a chav. I never thought of this my whole life now. I've said this my house before, but I never thought about this. Of course. But I'm saying the reason why they do it is to get out of that din. But according to Rav, the whole word is to tefillin shel rosh. To get you out of that status. Muchter b'tefillin. The reason why you say both, to answer the kasha, the Tosfos Ritz, why do you say two brachas on Mila? Ala Mila is on the action. Lachdis B'rish is on the chalois change. It's a moiridik. Mamish moiridik. So what I want to suggest is, according to the Rav, we were saying in Shir, it's a classical machloikis. The Ram holds birka says the birka mitzvah. The Rosh says birka shevach hodah. Ram says you say it before, the Rosh will say you say it afterwards. No. They both hold it's a birka mitzvah. It's a new type of Birkas HaMitzvah. It's a bracha on a chalos change, a status effect change, status change. They're now single, now they're married. When you have that new type of bracha, is it also subject to over lasiyasim? Ram says yes. You want to make everything uniform, Rabbi Nachman says no. It's a different package. You say it afterwards. That's what he means if someone else says it. That's a little bit of a stickling point. Why does Rabbi Nachman say if someone else says it? What happens if the guy said it himself? Let's say the father is a talented mole. He's going to model his own son. So according to Rabbi Nachman, when does he say lachniso? Before, right? Why? So again, uniformity. If the same guy is doing, you know, if the same guy is doing alamila, it looks weird that he does alamila and does lachniso after, so you do both before. It's all because of a technical concept of uniformity. You follow what I'm saying? But in lumdis, lachniso really should be afterwards. After chalos. Just like the Rabbeinu Tam is saying, technically, in uniformity. It looks bad if lachniach is done when? Lachniach is done before you put it on, and then amitz is done afterwards? Even though it really should be done afterwards. The bracha should be said afterwards. Because it's not a chalos. But you want to make him as uniform as possible. That's the lumdis. You got this up wrong? The shtickle. Go ahead, Jeremy. You had a kasha.
I was thinking about the Rambam and the Rif. And
yes.
How there's only one bracha. So, like, what's the difference there?
Well, that's the Poshup Shah. That's the classical sheet. It's Kiddush to say the two brachas. But I'm saying the reason why the two brachas, that's what Rav wanted to say, is because one is on the mice and one is on the status. So that's why you have that. But that's a whole new take on Birkas HaMitzvahs. There's a whole new track of Birkas HaMitzvahs. So this is a whole new shot. I want you to get it done. And we had the classical way. It's a machlois ram rosh birkas mitzvah b'kashrei avodah. No, you can say it. Everyone holds a birkas mitzvah. So technical machlokes, does this new type of birkas mitzvah require over less yosin or not over less yosin? Now, lemaisa, let's just get to the last point real quick, Avraham.
What's the Rav going to say about why we say all these things about it, why we include all those things in the bracha of it's a birkas mitzvah? I thought that was only we said it was birkas avodah. It makes sense why.
No. That's exactly the point. Because it's a birkas mitzvah of status change, you need to talk about those points. Atalanas arusos, italanas, that's goofy why you want to highlight the status. Lachnisu bebrisa shavim avinu. That's goofy why you want to elaborate on the status change. But in fact, it is a birkas mitzvah. You got me? That's goofy why you want to do it. Oh, Memeula, listen to this. The Rambam in Pirik Vav, in the end of Pirik Vav Yochus Erevin, has a brach on what? Eruv Echatzeres, Shitufe Mevols, and Eruv Echumen. Does everyone know what Eruv Echumen is? You want to walk outside your city limits. 4,000 amos. Before Shabbos, I have to put gefilte fish and matzah. 2,000 amos, leave it there. I'm Kodesh Shvisa, and I walk under 2,000 amos. You say a brach on that. The Rambam says a bracha. Erev Chatzeres, I understand. Shitufe Mevols, I understand. You're saving yourself from being over an Isser. What kind of bracha would you say in Erev Tchumen? How can you say a bracha on Mitzvahs Erev and Erev Tchumen? What on earth are you... What kind of hacker is there? What's the teretz? According to the Rav, Erev Tchumen is not on what? The bracha, Halacha L'maisa, is not on what? How can you say a bracha? You could say Pshat in the Rambam, it's on the chalois. It's not on a maise. Oh, I can walk another 2,000 amos shkoyach. But if it's on a status change, that already in the realm of lomdis is a mitzvah. You could say a bracha on it. On a maise. Oh, you can walk another 2,000 amos shkoyach. Just kidding, it's this. That's on a maise. That's not a bracha. Say a bracha on a chalois. On a chalois, you could say. That was the Rav had a title. What kind of bracha? The Rav says, because there's a notion of birkas mitzvah on a status. That's how he wanted for him for the pshat. Okay? So we're left with a few other questions we have to do, whether you need 10, halacha l'maisa, birkas erison, how we paskin, and we have to finish up the din, and then tomorrow we got to go a little bit viker with Sheva, or with Ponim Kadoshes. We'll go stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Chazer over. And let's have a minute. Okay. One stop, gentlemen. You want to stop the film? No? What's stopping the film?